Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Great things are in store for those who believe and take Him at His word. Believing God's word is where our faith comes from. That's where the knowledge of the truth comes from. 2 Peter. Peter said, add to your faith virtue. To virtue, knowledge. To knowledge, temperance. To temperance, brotherly kindness. All these things work together to help us operate by our faith. The just shall live by his faith. And faith comes from the knowledge of God's word, taking him at his word, believing him, not the lies of the world. And whenever we take God at his word, believing him, we can truly do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Whatever we have faith for, we can overcome. Getting ready for work this morning, I thought about something. How many times people have faith for what they believe in God for. But it's also important to go back and receive the same word to strengthen your faith. Jesus once said, strengthen the things that are ready to die. And planting the word of God down deep in our heart. Four specific things is biblical. Whatever God say do, we're not going to do it unless we believe it. We have to believe him enough to act on it and continue with it and even contend for it and also fight the good fight of faith until we complete that assignment or whatever he gave us to do. This is the wisdom of God. And it all comes from the word, believing his word. That's where we get our faith, because that's where we get our knowledge. Our knowledge is what we believe. But you can't see everything about the knowledge of God. You're taking him at his word. You believe it before you see it. We can't see salvation, but we believe that Jesus died and we receive salvation by our faith. Now, what we do recognize, what we do experience, the joy and the peace of God. The word says that we're his children, his offspring. Jesus is the first begotten of all the sons of God. And we've been grafted in by his blood, by the resurrection. He died and went to hell for us. And rose again and justified us before all the courts of heaven. Now, we have to follow him. And we believe that and take it. We haven't seen the end result, but we believe it. And we have it. And as far as we're concerned, we got it now. Not only that, we also have healing. We have all the blessings of salvation. Because God gave us his word on it. Now, all the things that we do and believe, that we believe God for, we act on it, he gives us the anointing. Whenever he gives you something to do, there's an anointing to do it. And you can get started. You have God's ability to do this thing. But fueling your faith is very important. He said, add to your faith virtue. And I once asked the Lord what was his meaning of the word virtue. And he said that it's the amount of his word in your heart. If you want to do something, find God's word about it and believe it. It's that simple. If you feel doubtful, read it again. If you feel doubtful some more, read it again. Till you're overwhelmingly full of joy about it. That's when you're in faith. And that's the faith that the just can live by. Sometimes taking a stand is not just doing the act of fighting. Sometimes you have to go and put the word down deep in your heart. And every time the Lord do something and keep his word and you have finished faith, now that's knowledge. Don't go back and after doubt. Sometimes people do that. But stay in faith. Strengthen the things that are ready to die. Believe God's word and contend for the faith. People are not always in agreement. And they have influence. And don't underestimate the influence of others. Because everybody's got it. They have influence. We're made in God's image. Children have influence. Sometimes parents do all, they work hard to teach their children all the right things. And they go to school and some of their friends are otherwise. They may not agree with anything. They just want to have fun and do whatever others are doing. And then you got Facebook and Twitter and and all these other influences. But the parents have the louder voice. If you take time and teach them the word of God, they'll know what to watch out for. And when they get in trouble, they'll have something to come back to. Sin hardens the heart. If people play with sin, it doesn't do them right. Cold religion, you know, false teaching. It's cold religion, that's all it is. Just got a religious mask on it. The same devil. Cold religion, science, false science, because they try to use the false, the reason I say false science is because they try to examine God's creation and prove that he don't exist. They can't do that. It's impossible for them. They have to use lies. True science will reveal the handiwork of God. They're not trying to rule God out like cold religion. Cold religion is the platform of the Antichrist. Doctrines of devils. See, people won't go out and believe the devil. If he walked out in the middle of the street with his horns and his tail and looking like he really do, nobody's gonna trust him. He has to put on a mask. He has to use deception. So his strategy is to deceive the religious world, people that love, that they acknowledge that there's a God. And he say, well, don't trust Jesus, just believe on God this way. You good. That's good enough for you. Nobody has a right to prove you wrong. And then those that won't budge from Christianity, he dispatched demons, seducing spirits to get them attracted to the world so he can harden their heart. If he can get them greedy, or lustful, or prideful, he can ease in false lies. He can ease in his lies, false teaching. See, seducing spirits, they work with the doctrines of devils. The doctrines of devils follow the seducing spirits. If he can get you off track, if he can change your focus, then he can ease in the doctrines of devils, things that won't work, untruth, lies against God, get you out of faith. If he can get you in any form of doubt, then he can win. Because the just shall live by his faith. So he's not trying to get you to totally rebel against God yet. He wants you to he wants your focus off. And then he wants you enticed. If you're enticed, then you're interested in the sin. And it will harden your heart. And then he'll give you doubt dispositions and you know, you go on down from there and you end up in a life that won't work and can't work. People live out of balance. They believe for God for salvation, And then they teach things in college, in the Bible colleges, that healing went out with the apostles. And there's no scripture for it. There's no foundation for it. It's just a doctrine of the devil. And God's people don't receive healing like they could. And then the church can't grow. God can't put, he can't anoint them to do anything because they teach an error. They'll go as far as they went until they started teaching wrong. But he can get people saved. And sometimes people see other people get healed. There's testimonies about it on TV, YouTube, Facebook, where people have gotten healed. And people that go to churches and don't believe that they believe healing went out with the apostles. See, the first apostles died, but God always replenishes. He gave us apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to grow up the church. All of the apostles were replaced with new apostles. All of the prophets were replaced with new, and it grows. There are thousands of pastors out there. There are thousands of apostles and prophets out there. And then cold religion said, they taught the preachers that there are no more apostles, and a lot of people have bought into it. And God called people to be apostles, and they feel like they're black flagged. They feel like they're blackballed, that's the word. They're out of the club because they're doing something different. I felt that way when he revealed what I am. I said, why I gotta be different? I didn't know that the devil was behind all that. I had been saved for years before I met an apostle. But God still called people to be apostles. And most people don't want to recognize them. It don't matter if they recognize you or not. The anointing of God is given to you. You got to use it. And you, when you do what God give you to do and the training that God give you, it's going to work. Cold religion can't win against the light of God's word. People can think whatever they want, but when you're doing what God say doing, you're just like Peter. When the lame man was healed, the religious leaders didn't want him to preach in that name. See, that's where your cold religion started, right there in Jerusalem, place where they should have been honoring God. They wanted him dead, and the people were no better. They were worse than the leaders. Jesus taught that you look for a proselyte high and low, and then when you find one, you make him 10 times more the child of hell than you are. The religious leaders wanted Jesus to go before Pilate and die. And the people really wanted him dead. And he went about among them healing people. And a lot of people got healed by it. They were the 5,000 and the 4,000 that he fed, they were just remnants. And they were following him looking for miracles without receiving salvation. They heard his word, a lot of people were affected by it and blessed by it. But some of them didn't get saved and healed and set free. And they tried to make him into a king on their terms. He said, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have nothing to do with me. And they walked away. Now, the book of Timothy and Thessalonians talk about a great falling away before the man of sin is revealed. Just like they walked away, there are many people that go to church and they were taught wrong and they listened to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. But they fell away. When the rapture happened, they're going to still be here because they fell away. They got into sin, all kinds of sins, fornication, adultery, greed, unforgiveness, strife. And the Holy Spirit convicted them of it. But their heart got so hard, they couldn't hear him anymore. And then they got in rebellion. And because people build wrong, some of the people that know better and want to do right, they were scattered because people taught the word of God wrong. They didn't build with God, they build another way. And it scatters the flock. So now there are many people out there that are scattered because of this. But the just shall live by his faith. The just will believe God from the time that they got saved. They'll continue to believe God until he returns. No matter what they see, no matter what happens, no matter what other people do. When people call you phony, you still believe God's word, and you still have the same peace you had when you started, and increased joy because you love God and do his will. You can't always go along with mainstream. Sometimes mainstream is downstream. You got to go upstream. When the Lord called me to be an apostle, I had to get with his program. I had to do things his way. And I got a lot of pushback. Didn't stop me though. I just dug in the word of God and got stronger and stronger. It made me feel bad. It made me want to hide sometimes. But I got over it. And the Lord spoke to me and trained me and showed me what to do. And he gave people over to their own mind. He stopped sending me to people to warn me. They wouldn't listen. And he did something else. He used to give me wonderful revelation. And I try to share it with pastor friends of mine. And when I go in their presence, I forget all of it. It's like God just separated me from the knowledge. I like to put it this way. It's like he put all that knowledge in a suitcase and zipped it up. I couldn't get to it. And on the way home in my vehicle, driving home, all of it will come back. Because they wouldn't repent. And they harden their heart and their pride. I even thought Satan caused me to forget everything that God, the wonderful revelation that God had given me. I even asked, I said, Lord, how did Satan do that? I got mad. I was upset. I'm ready to fight. The Lord didn't say anything. I figured it out over the years. Because when I'm in the presence of people that want his knowledge, it's just like these broadcasts. It flows. It flows. The knowledge of God flows. Because they want it. When people don't want it, it don't flow. When they get offended at it, it don't flow. It stops. Because God going to leave them, and he's going to harden their heart some more. They harden their heart, just like Pharaoh. God's going to harden their heart some more. They the ones that fell away. Nobody told them to do that. The word of God is obvious. The anointing of God is obvious. But when people rebel against it and don't want it, then the Lord has to do something. He can't ignore it, and he can't let that in heaven either. Evil is not going to heaven. If people choose wrong, they just chose wrong. Evil can't go. People can go. But rebellion is not going. People that align themselves with Satan, they're not going either. That's why many have fallen away. Because they don't fortify their hearts in the word. They don't receive more word. They don't receive the word of God that can put them over. They give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And they defend the wrong thing. They don't contend for the faith. So in a few days when the Lord come back and rapture his people out of here, it's going to be a sad day for some. Because they still think they're going, and they're not. Because they got in rebellion against God. But those that do know that God will do exploits. They will do things that can't be stopped. They will contend for the faith and continue because they plant the word down deep. They add to their faith virtue and to their virtue knowledge and to their knowledge the brotherly kind. Everything that, all the elements of God. Yeah, these are serious times and the Lord is moving mightily by His Spirit. We have to do the things Peter said do. At the in the second chapter, the book of Peter, first chapter, Peter mentioned that if you do these things, you'll never fall. And so many people have fallen away because they didn't know what could be done. They didn't have knowledge that they should have had. And God loves us. And He wants us to know what God is doing. And He wants us to understand His word. He wants us to go forward and not backwards. And not fall away. But grow from glory to glory. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.